Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 29th, the day before the big report tomorrow. Not only is it acreage, but it's stocks as well. So we'll see which one has the biggest impact out here. And then it was this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn of 3¾ cents at 551. September wheat down 0.75 cents at 650¾. And November beans up 6 cents at 1318½. September Minneapolis wheat was up 13¾ at 847¾. The market was responding a little bit to the crop ratings. Corn was down 1% from last week. Beans were steady. Winter wheat was down 1%. Spring wheat was down 7%. So it wasn't as good as a lot of people, including myself, had hoped for. Now, the rains continue to look like they're falling, you know, south of I-80 in the parts of northern Iowa, but the eastern part of the state. The Dakotas are still dry. Minnesota, southern Minnesota is still dry. You know, Oregon, Washington, you know, all just under fire out there. So can the spring wheat be enough to hold up everything else? We'll have to see. The bean oil was up 2 full cents overnight, but the meal was down $5. Theoretically, we could have put the beans up 15 cents. November's were only up 6. The whole bean rally has been really off of the bean oil market, and frankly, I just don't trust that. The outside markets, silver's down 50, gold's down 26. That may have a little impact on the grains here. The dollar's up 23. But the you know, the focus is going to be on what do the funds want to do before the report. They're long about 225,000 contracts of corn, long about 70, 80,000 contracts of beans. Looks like they're fairly content going in with long positions. Is there going to be a surprise one way or the other on the reports? You know, I just don't have a crystal ball to know that. But we can't forget that there's a stocks number two. So, you know, there could be a knee-jerk one way and then a knee-jerk the other way as the numbers get digested very quickly out here. So, you know, I think it's a good time just to have on some put options, protect the downside, and let's see what can happen here on the upside. That's really about it. There were no export sales this morning. So, you know, I just don't see anything that compelling out here. Rain makes grain. Yes, it's bad in the Dakotas and Minnesota, but for the most part, I think the country's in pretty good shape. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.